Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com and check in what's been happening down on the Isle of Grand Isle in areas east and west of it. Darrell, how you doing this morning? How was Thanksgiving?
Oh, Don, we had a good time. I mean, a bunch of good food. You know, got to see people that you hadn't seen in a while, that type of stuff, the typical Thanksgiving. It was really a good time. And, you know, the weather cooperated to make it nice for us humans, you know.
Got that. Darrell, what about these winds? How's that affecting the fishing down there?
Well, I mean, it's all but shut it down, Don. I mean, it's been so windy down on the island, down on the immediate coast, that it's just been brutal, man. All week long, you know, you got to have everything tied down, moving the furniture around, that type of stuff outside. So it's done a lot. It's muddied it up pretty daggum good. You know, all the horror stories when you get into this time of the year. And our problem is we have no more land masses. I mean, it's all wide open bays for us. So it's just like trying to fish the Gulf of Mexico when this type of stuff comes. But what it is doing is it's setting up to where, you know, the side of the road and those ponds in between Elmer's Island and the coast, you know, there's the beach. Those are fixing to just turn on fire. I mean, it's just, they've had a little spree. We had that cold front earlier. You talked about your melatons and that freeze. We had a little spree where the side of the road kicked up real good. Maybe it just threw people there because the weather was so bad, and they found out there was a whole lot of fish sitting on the side of the road. And it, you know, warmed up. We got back in the boats and that type of stuff, and now here we come into this weather pattern. And it's going to start throwing people more at those side of the road ponds. It's time to start getting your suspended baits out. It's time to start, you know, practicing on walking that bait to mid-water level. Same thing with your plastics, because as this weather pattern continues and keeps on, the northern bays are going to get to where they stay muddy and choppy. And parking that truck on the side of the road is going to be your best bet, and work those ponds because it's about to turn on.
Sounds like a winning plan. Darrell, you are in the central part of the state. The eastern part has been reporting white trout. And it seems to me the white trout are lasting much longer into the fall and winter than they are. Are they still pretty strong down there on the white trout?
No, they, Don, we were having, I guess, one of the best white trout years I can remember. And then when that freeze did come, it kind of shocked them a little bit. And I think it sent a lot of ours offshore. Because we saw a sharp decrease in it. Now, there are still some white trout up in the marsh. If you find those deeper holes, you know, you get into those marsh canals, and there's still some white trout up there. But, I mean, they were so thick prior to that freeze that we were almost cussing them, you know, and it was like, come on, man, I'm looking for something with spots on it. But that has kind of decreased a little bit. So now, you know, they're more of a hunting pack. Go look for them where you need to find them in those deeper holes. But, you know, it just, our weather came a little bit early this year, and it's affecting what we have to do. And, you know, it's getting to where those launches in Leeville and Golden Meadow are fixing to get real busy, because if you're going to fish the lower Barataria Marsh, you're going to have to start launching up there where you got a little ground protection.
Darryl, you mentioned pulling out the suspending baits. Explain how to fish those for people that are maybe just hearing about them, not familiar with fishing that fashion. How do you work them?
Well, your twitch baits, you gotta work them a little bit. You got to play with them a little bit, if you will, to figure out what depth your fish are in. A lot of times they'll be on that thermocline, you know, where the water temperature kind of changes temperature a little bit. But the longer you let them sit, of course, the slow, you know, you get that slow descent. You remember the old sluggos, you know, and you get that real slow descent on them. Then once you find that magic depth, Laura can't talk this morning, then you start doing, you know, you start working the rod tip a little bit, twitching it, rolling it, rolling the reel a little bit. But you've got to find that depth, and it's a mental clock in your head, whether you physically count it down or just use the mental clock in your head. When you find out what depth those fish are in, that's where you try to let your bait settle, and then you start working it and twitching it. You use the rod tip. You know, I tell people all the time, pop in the corks. It's not in your hips. It's not in your shoulder. It's in your wrist. You know, just use the wrist. And look, it's a confidence bait, Don. I mean, you might go out there and fish it four or five times and not catch anything, and you're going to want to throw it in the back of the truck and say the heck with it. But the more you use it, when you figure it out, that's when you say, ah, now I know how to work this bait. And now the fish know that I know how to work this bait.
Yeah, I like to use that bait when they're not quite ready to hit the top waters and they're a little bit down further. That suspended bait will get them. You got a brand name that's your favorite?
I don't, Don. I mean, we used to use the sluggos a lot, and they kind of fell out. Then, you know, it's a lot of times it's what's on sale and what's on the idiot rack, you know, the little box sitting out in the middle of the floor. You know, Bass Pro puts out a lot of off-brand stuff that they work really good. They don't hold up real well, and that's why if you find one that works, you got to buy five or six of them. I don't have a particular brand that I'm stuck on.
Yeah, I kind of like the Mirror Lures. They've got a good array. Darryl, we got to go. RealScreamers.com on the website. Give them the phone number to call to book a trip with RealScreamers.com.
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Stay warm. We'll see you next week.
Oh, and out of this wind.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll be back with hour number two of the Outdoor Show. More fishing reports, your text messages, still looking for those favorite wild game dishes right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.